Yeah.
All right, Woody. And speaking of Inter Miami, everything goes through Fort Lauderdale, right? They went out, broke records with points for the season. And so the Messi show and his buddies, everything goes through Fort Lauderdale, and we'll see how that all plays out. Starts Friday. Got a lot of cool stuff going on. The Heat starting up the season tonight against the Magic. Panthers got Matthew Tkachuk back, even though they lost the game last night 5-1. Got a lot of games, and I'm sure they're going to be just fine once Barkov gets back here as well, which is going to be real soon. So they get some good news. Anytime somebody gets injured and it's only for a short period of time and they're really good, we'll take it compared to, God, the NFL. Every week, Woody, every week there's five or six guys that are real impact players. Tampa Bay, great example. But teams are losing one of their best players. It just seems like the 49ers right now are, although it looks like McCaffrey's going to be coming back from they thought he might not play this year. Now they're saying he could be close to coming back.
Yeah, I don't know how much you can count on him at this point, though, Joe, with that injury sounds a little shaky, but you know, Ayuk is done for the season.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, too, because Woody, how many teams before this trade deadline in early November are going to be looking for a wide receiver?
A lot of them.
There's a lot of teams. There's a shortage of – there's some teams that are just empty. You saw the Kansas City
well, that's why I think you got a lot of people that, like, when this Dolphins thing started to go south, they go trade Tyreek Hill. And if this thing continues to go south and you know you got no shot, don't you – at least explore the option, right? Because there's going to be some desperate teams out there that think they're a wide receiver away.
Woody, that's a great call. And you're looking ahead because I did have some Tua stuff I wanted to talk about. But I would agree with you, man. The next five games before you get to that tough last six, for the next five, you know, starting with this Arizona team, you got to win those games, and if you don't, and you don't get over 500, and you slip even more, you know, does a team? I'm guessing not, but I'm just guessing because people are trying to win games to make sure they trying to hold on to their jobs.
But if it continues to go south, then the obvious question then becomes: at what point do you give up on this rebuild and start the next one? Right,
and that's a whole new topic on who you let lead that and the whole thing.
First things first, you got to find a way to beat this Arizona team.
Right.
And I showed you the number this morning, Joe. They're only 3-point favorites at
home. Well, listen, I don't know what Tua is coming back, and I do agree with everybody. Like Tua can only, you know, quarterback the team. He can't do everything else. But I got to tell you, for a guy coming back with as bad as a quarterback play has been, or a limited passing game that we've had to the point where the numbers are at an all-time low. I can't ever, during this last 24 years of not winning a playoff game, remember the numbers this bad, that Tua got a lot of pressure on him to come back, and the contract coming back and getting rid of the rust quickly and being able to connect with those two guys. I mean, I expect their numbers going to be better. Because we just found out it can't just do it with a run game. Although, man, it's nice to be able to run the ball for 180, 190 yards like they have the last two games. But again, Tua's got to get the passing game back up. It's all right to throw for over 200 yards. It's okay, and you got some great weapons. Got to use them. Got to get it done. Hey, by the way, we're going to be turning to the University of Miami here and talk a little bit with the Florida State-Miami game coming up. Joe Echevarria, the University of Miami new president, is going to join us in just a few minutes, and we got to talk to him. A lot of stuff going on, and I will just tell you this firsthand knowing that if a complaint of yours through the years has been the lack of support from the very top and no commitment to sports, starting with football, but bleeding into basketball too with Jim Larrañaga. I'm not sure when it happened and who you want to give credit to going back a few years ago, but somebody finally said, hey, if we're going to do this, we got to do it. And Joe and Rudy and a bunch of other guys said, hey, man, to the president at the time, but the guys were involved, said, if we're going to do this, you got to spend some money. We got to get better facilities. We got to pay more money for coaches. And then with the changes of the transfer portal and the NIL obviously going up, we got to be players, because if we can't, then we can't compete with some of the teams that are dominating. And so this guy's a big reason that it's happened, and we'll talk to him coming up here. Obviously still in charge of the academics and the health system, the U health system, which is a big, big part of our community, and so many big parts of it. And the man that's running the whole show is going to join us coming up here, and we'll talk to him about. And by the way, we already know the answer, because Woody and I have seen it up close with his commitment to make sure we can hang out with the big boys. And that's what's going on right now, as the Miami Hurricanes are 7-0 on the season. Got a lot of great stuff going on. What a great time. What a great time. Inter Miami has jumped into it, grabbed Messi and some of his buddies, the Barcelona guys, and boy, playing great. A lot of young guys are actually playing well on the team too. And so here we go with that. It's going to be a hot ticket. My God, don't have enough tickets for that up in Fort Lauderdale. And then you've got Pat Riley Court tonight. Great way to kick off your opener tonight against the Magic, and a real special halftime show honoring Pat Riley with and well deserved. It should be a lot more than just that basketball court when it's all said and done with Pat Riley, who, by the way, doesn't look like he's getting ready to retire. Looks like he is still going and going real strong. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. All the different news that's going on, a lot of stuff going on in the NFL right now. But right now, though, I do want to take a second to talk to you about Loctite. Still hurricane season. Folks, it's still hurricane season. And Chev, the CEO over there, says, Joe, all we can do is, there's a lot of people that have decided not to do anything, knowing there still could be a hurricane coming to South Florida. You know, it can always turn this way. We've been very, very lucky so far. But there's one thing you can protect, and that's exactly what Loctite takes care of: impact windows and doors and getting a new roof. And Loctite's doing their part. If it's because of money you haven't done it, they got 100% financing, zero down, impact windows, doors, and roofing. No interest, no payments for a year. If that will help you, hey, quality work, man. They do it all. They got great people working in that company. They tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is. And not only that, but hey, like I said, don't wait for the next storm. That's really the big message. If you got a leaky roof and you're waiting, you're going, well, maybe I can get lucky for one more year. Why take a chance of destroying all the things that are important to you inside your home? Let Loctite take care of it all for you. They really do. A one-stop shop. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Take care of all the permits and HOA approvals so you don't have to worry about that. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. Very knowledgeable, friendly people will answer the phone, answer your questions, get somebody out there, and try to get started. Whether you need the impact windows, the doors, or even the new roof, they do it all. It's in West Broward. Company's growing like crazy. Loctite is ready to help you today. 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK for Loctite.
But there's a guy that brought this vision together almost 3 years ago with a bunch of other guys as well. And then yesterday, he was named the new president. Yeah!
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, part of that celebration after going 7-0 in the big win in Louisville, one of the most exciting games, the Cam Ward Show continued, was after the game, as you just heard it there. Joe Echevarria, the University of Miami new president, joins us in on that celebration. Good morning, Joe. Joe, that had to be unbelievable after the game, being in that locker room with that celebration.
It was quite special, Joe, to be part of the team and to be recognized by a group of young men that you've been close to for the last 3 years.
Hey, Joe, by the way, congratulations, man. I was really excited. I know how much you care about the university, all three parts of it, the health system, the academics, and sports. But especially since I'm in the sports business, I know a lot of people through the years, there's always been this, the president doesn't care about sports anymore. So what do you say to that, Joe?
Well, if somebody believed that, they can stop believing that right now, because at the University of Miami, we want to be excellent in everything we do, Joe, and that includes athletics. I'm personally a fan, obviously, you know that, Joe. I'm one of those sort of sports zealots, grew up in sports. All my New York teams, I've transplanted down, and all that matters to me right now is the University of Miami, and it's time to go.
Hey, Joe, I wondered, because I was asked this too, the impact of sports for the university, how important is it? Because I know when you look at the finances, the academics are obviously, you got great academics there in a lot of different fields, and the U Health system is a big part, big part of South Florida. But how important is the sports side of this thing?
So, you know, let me just walk through something in just 30 seconds or so. So the University of Miami is ascending in everything we do. We're a top research institution in the United States, recent member of the Association of American Universities, which is an exclusive and elite organization. In fact, I just got back. But the academic core, you covered it perfectly, Joe. That's where we do our teaching, and that's where we do our research, and that really matters to us. The health system matters to us, obviously, downtown. It's another school of medicine tied to the academic system. That's a big deal. And athletics is the third component of our institution, and that matters an awful lot. The brand of the university in many ways, the U, as we throw it up often, was sort of constructed over a magical era of about 20 years. And so raising the brand of athletics matters. We made the Final Four a couple of years ago. The whole town was galvanized. When we win, the town is galvanized. It's a national story, and it's good publicity. It's good branding for the University of Miami. So it matters an awful lot, Joe.
Yeah, so Joe, as you look at it, and at some point a few years ago, you were around and somebody said, if we're going to jump into sports and really compete with the big guys, and I'm talking, you know, mostly about football right now, we're going to have to spend money. We got to upgrade our facilities. We got to do a lot of different things. We got to pay coaches more so we can compete and keep the best people, recruiting and everything else, and go out and get a coach that has done it and done it at a high level. Just going through all those things, how difficult was that decision for the university after years of things really falling behind?
I don't think it was difficult, Joe. I just think that we all need to rally to a common objective, as you said so articulately. You know, we first started with making sure that the health system and our academic health system was running on all cylinders. Then we came back to the Gables campus and started making those same investments there. So athletics was the next obvious choice. And if you want to be excellent at something, you have to invest. So that wasn't a surprise. So you start with people. We needed a head coach, obviously, in football, and we went after Mario. Then we needed an athletic director. So we wanted to make sure we got the best athletic director in the conference, and we did it. We got Dan Radakovich. We did locker rooms. We're going to do the Football Forever building. And, of course, more importantly probably than some might think, but we built a robust NIL program and an extraordinary collective and made sure that everybody focused on that. So it wasn't difficult. We just had to get to it in the right order. That's all.
Hey, so I got to ask you a few more questions that pop up all the time. Everybody talks about we got to get out of Hard Rock and we need to get our own facility. That was a few years ago. Are you happy playing at Hard Rock? Is it where the university wants to be?
Yeah, I think we're very happy with our partnership with Hard Rock and the Dolphins. It is an NFL Super Bowl venue. No offense to the other schools around the country, but I've been to a lot of college stadiums, Joe. And I will tell you that our stadium is extraordinary. We only play 6 games a year, Joe. That's it. It's not like we have lots of events. And
right.
So for us, that's not as top of a priority. I grew up, obviously, in my days at the Orange Bowl. And you know what fills the stadium, Joe, more than anything? Winning.
Yep.
Winning.
Yep. No question about it. So I got to ask you, ACC stability, I know you've been involved in – you've had to hear all the things about Clemson and FSU and not happy, want more money. How do you stand on everything right now, and how stable is the ACC with everybody and all your partners?
Well, we are proud members of the ACC. I tell Jim Phillips, the commissioner, all the time, and I tell my fellow presidents and chancellors that. What we don't want to have happen in the ACC is we don't want to have happen to your former Pac-12. We don't want to be a Washington State or an Oregon State at the very end. So stability of the ACC is important. I think everybody's starting to realize how important that is. And we're playing for our next contract, quite frankly, Joe. Believe it or not, the revenues that the conference gets are pretty proportional to viewership of the conference. It's not like we're getting cheated somehow in the revenue allocations. So we all have to invest in football in particular and the other sports, and the conference has to collectively get better and get better viewership. And I think we're on our way. I think there's four institutions that are at the top of the branding. It kind of pivots based on wins and losses. And I think this season we're the number one viewed team in the conference, no surprise. And that's what it really matters to. So I think we feel good about the ACC. I don't think that's a concern for us right now. I think the concern is keeping us all together. And, you know, there's litigation going on. Litigation only has two conclusions to it. One, you litigate, Joe. The other is you settle.
Yeah.
And I think everybody recognizes that those are the options on the table. So we're good.
Yeah.
We're going to do great.
No, that's good to hear. And I got to ask you this, because you met him when he got here, and I had no idea he was going to be this good and been great for business. When you have a weakness, he says, I'll take care of it, and that's your quarterback, Cam Ward. Had the fan part of you and the part about being around him all the time when you're with the football team. Tell me about Cam Ward.
Cam Ward is an extraordinary person. He is disciplined. Cam is serious. He's committed. He's a leader, a natural leader. Of course, you know this, Joe, because you played it at the highest level. He plays a position where you need to be an alpha, and you're never satisfied. But he's all business, Cam Ward. He's an extraordinary young man. The first time I met him, we were in Mario's office right after he enrolled. And you could tell right then, he was looking at a couple of the Heisman trophies we had there. We had Vinny's and Gino's in the room there. And he was locked in. And he's been locked in from the moment I saw him. He's got great parents, and he's got great grounding. And you talk about a kid who's made his way up from someone who didn't get any offers in Incarnate Ward to go to Washington State, to come to the University of Miami and take over leadership. He's a phenomenal young man, Joe. Phenomenal.
Hey, Joe, what's your number one project that's going on as far as sports goes right now?
The number one project going on as far as sports goes is there's two dimensions to it. There's the whole ACC reconfiguration. There's the litigation that's happening around players, settling that case. And then we're going to do the football expansion project. We got to get our indoor practice facility to 100 yards. We got, which it's not, at 70 yards today, believe it or not. But we're going to get that fixed. We're going to redo the weight room, and if we do that, then we can allow the rest of the sports to use the what is today the football weight room. Then after we get through that, Joe, then we'll get to the Football Forever building. And, of course, on the campus, Joe, we're building lots of dormitories, and the health system, we're building lots of ambulatory facilities. So we've got projects all over the place as the university rises.
You know, Joe, damn, I thought you were getting closer to retiring, and I realize you just got your second win, my man. You are... You got a ton of stuff going on there for sure. And by the way, we got Florida State Miami week, which, by the way, never gets old, man, to see what's going to happen. That's going to be a fun Saturday night.
It sure is. You know, that's a rivalry game. I can go all the way back to when I went to school. You know, I've been part of the university for 50 years, Joe. So I've watched a lot of Florida State games, you know, the wide lefts, the wide rights. I've also been on the other side of some of those games as well, Joe. I think the record over time is like, we've won 35, they've won 33. You know, they've got three straight on us. So hopefully we can turn the tide there. All I know is this, rivalry game, Joes, are always big, they're intense, and it just seems our way this year to play tight ball games. But I'm looking forward to a great game on Saturday night.
Joe, I really appreciate you coming on and just talking and letting people get to know you a little bit as president, overseeing everything. And I want everybody to know what I've been telling everybody, how much you care about sports, all of them, by the way, all sports at the university.
Absolutely. Listen, Joe, you know this better than anybody. University is made up of a couple of things, our faculty, which are outstanding, our students, which are outstanding, and then our patients. And so all of them matter to us, and we'll get through all the investments that we need to make so the University of Miami continues to rise in all of its dimensions.
Joe, thank you, bud. You take care of yourself.
All right. Take care, guys. See you Saturday.
All right. Joe Echevarria, the president of the University of Miami, joining us this morning. We're going to take a quick break here. Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Ron Rothstein is going to be with us here on a big day for the kickoff, tip-off for the Miami Heat and the Pat Riley celebration for the court. A lot of cool stuff going on here. Right now, I want to talk to you about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you need to get a mortgage, you need to get it quickly with somebody that's got great experience and 35 years of being down here in South Florida that's seen it all. Seeing the high rates, the low rates, and everything else. You have equity. You need it in your home. You need it for other things. Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage has been the man to go to. First-time home buyer rates. He's got great fixed rates going right now in the fives. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Not so fast, because Mike Okotsie at Atlantic at Choice Mortgage is ready to take good care of you. I just want to say this, too, when it comes to reverse mortgages. Boy, I'll tell you what. If you're 62 or older, you got a lot of equity in your home, you need to get it out, Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage can get it done for you. This guy works 7 days a week, and he's got all these great programs. He can get you approved in half the time of the banks. He's zeroed in even on the weekends. So people ask me, what's made him so successful for so long? And I tell everybody, man, it has to do with his work ethic and the ability to get deals done, and people know it, and they come to him. And he's ready to take your call. Call or text him. 7 days a week, he's working. Guy's really got no life. Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us this morning? Got anything, any updates on the marijuana stuff?
What did you do, man? No, so like, everyone's all riled up on here. And I don't think they realized you were just trying to be lighthearted with it, but...
You can't right now with anything, man. Nope. You can't mess around with anything. Not when it comes to... to voting.
Tough climate out there, man.
Tough climate.
Very feisty out there. Here's how we can brighten someone's day, no matter who you're voting for. We got Heat tickets to play the Knicks.
Ooh.
Right? That's everyone could agree on that.
Is that next Wednesday?
It's a week from today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll give those away at some point, and hopefully that can brighten someone's morning. What do you think?
Boy, that's great. That's a good one.
And then on the giveaway front, I also want to let you know our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back as well. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football, the Heat and the Panthers, and Inter Miami, the MLS playoffs. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood.
Boy, that one is nice. They redid the bar a couple years ago, and the food on top of it is really good. Really good.
I couldn't tell you about the bar because I don't make it to the bar. I'm usually at the games.
Oh, you don't have the wife go down and do a little while you go grab
yeah, one while I sit at the bar? Yeah, no. Unfortunately, no.
That's why Joe Rose has problems with his children. All right, go ahead.
I'm usually wrapped up in the games they got over there, but
yes.
All right.
Selfish comment.
The Ohtani auction is over, Joe.
Do I get to guess?
It has set a record here. I assume you've heard of this. But if you're waking up to the news and you haven't been up bouncing off the walls since 1 in the morning like Joe, the ball sold for $4.392 million.
Damn.
Almost $4.4 million. That is obviously a record all across the board here for balls, memorabilia, whatever. You know the other highest baseball? Do you have any idea which one that was?
Was it something Babe Ruth? I don't know.
No, it was actually Mark McGwire, 70th. A little steroid-fueled ball there that went for $3.05 million in 1999.
It's so cool that it happened here, too. And you were there, Woody. You actually went.
I was, and the bastard hit it to the opposite field.
Woody, can you imagine?
We moved out to right.
It's not so crazy that you could have caught it because the odds there weren't that many people there.
There really weren't. That's why we went out to the upper deck and right, because there couldn't have been 100 people out there.
You know what's funny? We talked that day ago, what do you think? Where's he hit him? And I go, man, he hits him everywhere, but got great power to
We smashed to the right first center. One out there, so we yeah. figured, and he hit the one the other day out there. But no such luck. So I'll be here with you, I guess, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. You wouldn't have quit, though. That wouldn't have been enough money for you to quit, would it?
Probably not, but we would have really pushed the envelope on those Friday things that we do and the bow stuff. We would have really been pushing the envelope. But.
Yeah. No, I got you. Hey, Joe, I'm taking off, and that's just the way it is. Yeah.
But, no, so 40 bids on this thing. Closed late yesterday, and then we also, Joe, we have a little issue here.
We always have issues.
We don't know who owns the ball at the moment. That's right.
The two guys still fighting.
Three guys now are fighting over the
ball. Well, they grabbed it out of two. Like, three different guys had their hands on it. What, a guy jumped over one and ripped it out of the other guy's hand?
So we actually have an expert here at the station on fighting for, like, important home run balls. We got a guy over here who was involved in one of the significant judge home runs. It was like 60 or something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, his buddy caught the ball, and so he's very involved in that. And I was talking to him about this, and he goes, I think the guy was assaulted, like that originally caught the ball. Like, I think he's got a case. I saw the video. So this could drag on for a while here.
Oh, man.
And then how about this? Just one more wrinkle here for you, for all our lawyers out there. There is precedent for such an arrangement here. He said, talking about splitting, they could potentially just rule to split the money, right? A similar case arose around the sale of Barry Bonds' 700th home run ball, with a court ultimately ruling the two parties would split the sale evenly. It says, by the time the lawsuit was complete, more money was spent in legal fees than the actual worth of the ball.
I was going to say, the winners go right back to the lawyers.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
The attorneys end up, we got ours, thank you. Keep fighting out there.
They're going to call up, hey,
let's just split those baseballs.
Let's just split it three ways, and the attorneys are like, no. We're going to win.
Next thing you know, you get a check for $200,000 going, what happened to all that money?
What is that? Lawyers got a new boat.
Yeah, right. That was easy.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So anyway, we'll see how that thing shakes out here, but almost $4.4 million for a baseball. A little too much money out there these days, man.
What is crazy, this stuff with it, it really is.
I do want to tell you, by the way, people are saying that Ohtani's card market might have peaked and might be taking a little dip here. Doesn't always work this way with guys winning championships and then their values kind of exploding. It doesn't always work that way. So keep an eye on the Ohtani market if you're trying to get in rookie cards or something.
He is good for business, though. He has been great for baseball, and having that guy in the World Series, that is that's going to be fun. So whose big three looks better? Whose big three has a bigger series? And then people are going, Joe, it doesn't really matter. It's all going to come down to pitching. You know pitching beats
I don't know about that, man. There's going to be a lot of high-scoring games, I would think, right?
What are you thinking? Stanton, Judge, Soto?
Stanton won MVP of the last series.
Freeman's
right?
got a bad so. Ankle, but, you know, he's got to play. And then Mookie is phenomenal, one of the best players. And the other guy might. He is the best player in baseball. Forget it. Not even close. Shohei Ohtani's by himself. Seriously.
I agree with you. You're not going to get it.
But now the question is, which big three? And we're saying this, and it'll be some guy that hits like seventh or eighth in the lineup has this phenomenal series.
Yeah, maybe Jazz has a big series.
Oh.
Former Marlins everywhere, man. Good for them.
He was the first one they kind of traded out of here, right? When they decided it's time, and the first guy was Jazz, is like the first guy.
I wonder what we got back for him. I'm sure it was good. All right. That was
your sarcasm right there.
I saw someone tweet out that like we had a really good minor league guy who was hitting like really big home runs or something. Do you see that tweet?
No.
I didn't really read it.
By the way, I don't care about how they do in the minor leagues. I really don't.
No.
I want to see them work out as everyday players. Like other guys that are drafted that we're seeing at 21, 22 play really well. And I'll give you a list if anybody out there is going, it does. They don't develop that fast. Yes, they do.
We'll pass on the list, but if they... They just need the Savannah Bananas to play there 50 days a year.
No, but it would be nice to get, like, you know, we've got some good pitchers, but it'd be nice to get some guys you go, we can build around this guy. This guy's going
to. Well, and good news, the Dodgers are coming to town next year. I already saw that on the schedule.
Yeah.
I want to see Shohei up close.
That's good for business.
I'm going to go real early and see if I can't get him to sign a ball.
Well, you're going to try to get him because he's going to hit like 900. Practice warm up.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna hold Max. I'm gonna have Max. I'll have a Sharpie and a baseball in his hand, and I'm just gonna hold him up, dangle him over.
Are you that guy that just like throws the kid out in front, knowing that athletes won't say no to the kids?
I mean, I'm not gonna ask, but maybe the kids.
Woody, nothing against you, but you're the guy that 90% of them don't sign for.
I agree with that,
and I'm right there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. This Wanda.
All right, let's keep it moving here, Joe.
Yeah, after getting a shot in there.
We had a Monday night doubleheader, as you may or may not know, unless you subscribe to ESPN Plus. This is part of the pig situation that the NFL's got going on right now, where they just try to stick it to their fans at any possible point. And so if you didn't have ESPN Plus, which is a paid service, you could not watch Chargers and Cardinals.
Way past bedtime.
And it was late at night. They had Mike Florio reported, Joe, and you'll have to ask about this on Friday. They had 1.8 million people watch that game.
I did see it, and I thought he had to have this wrong.
I thought so, too.
Nobody has 1.8 million watch a game.
So ESPN didn't release the numbers on this game. They were, you know, boasting about the numbers they had on the TV game because it actually did fine. But this one had 1.8. That's a Florio says per source of knowledge of the data. But that would be, I mean, that is heartwarming news if that's true.
Heartwarming.
Because anything to stick it to these corporate pigs, just be fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, are they greedy.
1.8 million. That's, ooh.
Well, I didn't watch.
I didn't either.
And I technically have ESPN Plus because Trevor gave me his password. All right, keep it moving here. One more, Joe. LeBron.
You're a bad guy. Go ahead, bad guy.
They put some of the Bulls games on there on occasion. LeBron and Bronny making their debuts last night. Bronny made his debut.
Did he play a couple minutes with Dad?
Yeah, they gave him a couple like pity minutes out there and let him in there for some photos and whatnot.
You're in rare form today, man.
Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. were there. They all took a picture together. I do like this. I think it's a really cool story. And there was a video that came out before. LeBron filled up Bronny's car with Fruity Pebbles. You see that?
I did see it, yeah.
That's a nice story.
Hey, if your superstar needs his son on that team and he's got to play, or he's got to sit at the end of the bench and he can play when you're way up or way down late in the fourth.
Don't you respect what the Warriors did, though? The Warriors came out and they were like, we were going to take him, but out of respect to LeBron, we passed. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, Warriors.
Those 2 points a game at USC were really just, they jumped off the page of you.
I thought you said you liked it. You're taking shots at it.
I mean, look, college production doesn't always equal, you know, pro production. Look at Chop Robinson.
He's not going to affect that team one way or the other. You think?
I don't know. And he's the most bet on player to win Rookie of the Year. You know that.
Well, he's got no shot of that.
A lot of people put money on him.
Zero shot of that. But you know what?
Yes.
You know what? Dad being happy, it's very important. Dad being happy is very, very important. For sure. Hey, Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Adam Beasley's going to join us, Pro Football Network. We'll talk to him a little bit about Dolphins as Tua. Back at practice for the first time in 5 weeks, Arizona on Sunday. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on. Hard Rock's going to be busy. We got alumni weekend. Tim Bowens is going to be in the Ring of Honor. So Pat Riley, Court, boy, this going to be a fun week. And Messi, first playoff game with Inter Miami at home. God, just go on and on with all the events going on here. I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida for just a second and their sports medicine program. Baptist Health does a lot of great things. Got a lot of different areas that they're really strong at. But, boy, I'll tell you what. When it comes to the sports medicine program, hard to beat what they have put together. Yes, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country come down here to see the doctors and the specialists that they have put together to cover every part of the body, every kind of sports injury possible. They've got great experience, great success rates, ready to take good care of all of us here in South Florida. Hey, you start talking about knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement doctors, as well as Achilles. Doctors that do nothing but take care of different parts of the body. They're called specialists, and they're damn good at what they do. And by the way, you throw in three great facilities like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation, Dayton Broward, we got you covered, where you can see those doctors that work on professional athletes every day. All of them, the Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, they are there for all of them, and they're going to be there for you too. One goal every day, it's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible. Team or individual sports, if you're competitive, you know you're going to get injured. It is sure nice to have Baptist Health South Florida.